Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the At-Large Summit to Thematic Groups Coordination Call on Friday, the 6th of June, 2014 at 20 UTC. On the call today, we have Holly Raich, Hong Zhu, Rafid Fatani, Jean-Jacques Subernat, Ellen Skuse, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Olivia Crepin-LeBlond, Eduardo Diaz, Wolf Ludwig, Ganella Asprink, Alan Greenberg, Seth Reese, Fatima Cambronero, and Glenn McKnight. We have no apologies for today's conference. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Ariel Liang, Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, Susie Johnson, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Terry, for this roll call, and let me continue on in our agenda with point two. Welcome. As I said before, I appreciate a lot that quite a number of people, 12 I counted, could make it for this call. What was shortly confirmed due to lacking participation in the doodle poll at the beginning, and there had to be some reminders sent to find out about people's availabilities, and the final confirmation for this call was sent yesterday, and maybe some of the people may have overlooked it. I just had a short verification. Some of you have been at our last Friday's call already, the first briefing call we had with the thematic groups. Some of you are new here, and I hope that those who are new here have seen the summaries we have circulated. Me at the beginning at the week, and Olivier, I think, yesterday again. And I hope that you are therefore somehow familiar with what we discussed at our first call last week, where we basically discussed about the conceptual thoughts and the formats. The format for this thematic sessions, what I suggested before. I hope that you are all aware that we have 9 hours for each thematic group, what is quite a long time to, let's say, entertain people or to work with people and to keep them involved, what will be an incredible challenge for the subject matter experts, for the moderators, and also somehow for the reporters involved. And we need to be clear about the conceptual approach and the formats we use for conducting these sessions. And you may recall from the suggestion I made that on Saturday afternoon we start with an introduction to all the 5 subjects. We start with sub-questions which have already been formulated by the subject matter experts for all of the groups. And we will warm up on Saturday afternoon and go as far as we can, but as we still have Sunday all morning, we are not under time pressure, and therefore I suggested that Sunday morning we continue with a workshop style format, which can be more inclusive and participative for particularly for newcomers than the usual session type. So we have plenty of time on Sunday morning. And Sunday afternoon we need to prepare for the conclusions from each thematic group and to prepare for the outcomes. And there particularly the reporters need to step in, and the reporters will be the responsible persons in charge afterwards to collect and bring down conclusions, recommendations from each of the groups, what must serve as a basis for the final report or memorandum from Atlas II. So this is a challenge ahead, and I think we should be all aware about the complexity of this, etc., and therefore we decided at our last Friday call on this concept and the formats already, and I would like to know whether anybody who hasn't been on the call last Friday but is now here on our tonight's call has any further ideas or questions on this concept or on the formats. If you have, please, this is your chance to step in and to ask. Otherwise, I will be rather pragmatic and tough and declare the formats we suggested for the, for all the five teams will be approved. I see Jean-Jacques has raised his hand. And Alan and Cheryl, first, it's Jean-Jacques, you have the floor, please.
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Jean-Jacques speaking. Just a general remark. Because of the way the thematic groups are organized, you reminded us that there are 9 hours per theme. That's really a lot. But we shouldn't try to artificially fill up that time. So as far as thematic group 3 is concerned, I think that we'll have roughly 3 or 4 subsections. That will have to be cut out in pieces according to the available time day by day. But do you have any guidance or general remark about this problem of the almost too much available time per theme? Thank you.
Thanks, Jean-Jacques, for this question. Before I give the floor to Alan and Cheryl, just a short remark. Jean-Jacques, be aware that up to, according to the listing on the screen so far, thematic group 3 is by almost the biggest by now. The biggest are thematic group 1, with 57 provisionally assigned participants, and thematic group 3 has 58 provisionally assigned, and these are not even the final numbers, so be aware that we may end up being for sure one of the biggest groups is so many people, and to keep as many of the participants involved as possible, I really think we will and we can use the time for the discussions. But this is only my personal remark on this. The next is Alan, please. Alan, go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you. I guess my position is it's fine for us to make plans on how to run the sessions, but the people on the ground who are actually running the sessions may well have to make changes as we go along. I mean, I look at my group 4, which at this point only has 4 participants in it.
Yeah.
how we're going to use that time is going to be, you know, if we stay something like that, is going to be completely up for grabs. And I think the moderator and the people working with the moderator have got to have the discretion to change the plan on the fly depending on how things are working and how we're progressing. So, just a comment.
Okay, thanks, Alan. I partly agree with you. Okay, basically, I think we need a concept to start with, etc., and to have some clear and common lines for the conduct of all the sessions. But at the end, there is always some flexibility needed on spot in the situation, etc., and I hope that we are all experienced enough to handle this on-spot challenges. But Cheryl, you are the next, please.
Thanks.
Over to you.
Thank you very much, Wolf. Just checking I wasn't muted. I'm not sure, Alan, that I saw you only had four just before we go on. But,
well, on the spreadsheet on the screen, it says nine, but five of us are running it.
Alan, this is Heidi. Just a note, you'll see the updated numbers of the proposed allocation on the right-hand side off of the table. So currently...
It looks like 20 to me or something.
Correct.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not sure what you're looking at, but I'll believe you.
Yeah. No,
okay.
Take it
for granted, Alan. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Thank you, but I was concerned we were all working with numbers that are realistic. So, 20, I think, Alan, is not a bad number. You can certainly handle more in this amount of time.
Excuse me, Cheryl, just for the record, is it 20 minus 5 or 20 plus 5? Is the 20 include the five of us who are running it?
I guess.
Okay.
And that's the same assumption I'm making, that it's not going to be an incredibly small number, but it appears there is a degree of imbalance, and we may need to redress this. And this is where self-allocations may have to be overridden by people being assigned for... logistical purposes, depending on how the managers of each of the groups want to do it. Just the reason I raised my hand, however, is based on the concepts discussed at the last meeting. Certainly, Thematic Group 2 has put out a somewhat more detailed plan, and that is an agenda that we think we will be... working quite consistently and quite hard, but as small group activities for most of the time, with the exception of the general introduction where it's a group as a whole on day one, we'll be breaking up fairly quickly into smaller group activities, because our aim was to make sure that the participants were particularly engaged, and we've got a guided system where those people who've used something called a fishbowl technique or a goldfish bowl or a fishing bowl technique, whereby you can pretty well ensure everyone will get a voice, is how we're going to approach it. But then we're talking about matters of equity and accountability, and if we didn't manage to do that in our session, we sort of wouldn't be eating our own dog food, so to speak. So we've designed it to suit the theme, and that's not what I'm suggesting every group should do, but I did want to put on the record that's why we're doing our sessions our way. That said, I'm perfectly happy now that we have our group of people, or close enough to our group of people, and we can share our plans and our preparation with our group of people, in the very near future. I'm assuming sometime later today, every one of these names will have an email address attached to it. So if we were to send staff our planning for at least our thematic group, they could pass it on to our our thematic group participants, and I'm more than happy for that then to go up on wiki pages and get shared with any other moderator who wanted to contemplate what we've done. However, I am particularly concerned that every group does have some form of mechanism that will give and encourage and nurture equitable voice to develop the thematic groups, the way this has been designed with the time allocation, will almost make or break the success of the Atlas as far as I'm concerned. It is a pivotal part of the activity planning. And it's so early on, which is just the necessity of the design, that I would encourage the particularly the subject matter experts, but the moderators, to be quite sure that what they're not doing is lecturing at people, but rather growing a discourse and an interactive process. We have five separate questions with an optional sixth question to be dealt with within our subgroup, and I'm very happy that the time allocation we have will allow us to deal with each of those as bite-sized pieces, and then come back at the end of deliberations on each of those questions and bring a sub-unit conversation together for reporting. So I'm wondering, is it that every group has the appropriate number of questions for discussion? Because topics are one thing, but particular issues or sub-issues or questions within a topic might also be critical. And is it also the planning then that we get those out to all of our members of our groups? Reason being that certainly we have one or two documents that we would like to have our thematic subgroup people pre-read. Now these haven't been translated. If our group needs any form of translation, they're going to have to rely on Google Docs. But with the amount of time available to us, we would like to think that there's a bit of sitting on the aeroplane reading that will be going on as well. Anyway, that's enough for now. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gerald, for this additional explanations. And I have noted and realized with great pleasure that your thematic group too has started with your discussions already how to organize your session in detail. So if you at a certain stage could share your ideas with the other four teams, this would be of great help, because you are in a somehow privileged situation. You have excellent people like Rinalia, Roberto, etc., and Carlton in your group. And it can always be helpful to share good ideas, etc., and this may provide very good inputs for the other thematic groups. Thanks for anything in this direction. I have seen Holly's hand raised before, suddenly she disappeared. I don't know whether Holly still wants to add something or has a question.
No, that's fine, thank you.
Okay, so I have seen Gunella. Please, Gunella, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. Gunella Astbrink. I would just like to support Cheryl's suggestion about using the fishbowl technique. I was involved in an ISOC chapter leaders meeting where we used that technique for quite a large group of people, and it worked well. You have to have a large room so that each group of say 10 or 15 can sit and talk and not he of the other groups, but certainly the moderators can walk around and facilitate and ensure that the process is working. This is probably not the place to discuss how the fishbowl technique works, but certainly I found it a refreshing approach, and I would be happy to use that in PG3 if others agree. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot for this input. Yes, as you said, we do not have the time here at this call to go into details of certain approaches and concepts like the fishbowl. But as said before, any good ideas are welcome, etc., and you can share them in your own group and, of course, with the other thematic groups. If there are no further questions regarding conceptual approach and format issues, I think, to my impression, we can agree on the basics for a common approach. And therefore, I would like to ask you again, are these conceptual outlines we discussed last Friday and here again, can we consider them as broadly approved here in this group? I would like to have your confirmation flashes on the screen in the Adobe Connect to just see and cross-check whether we can take this as approved. I see Cheryl, I see Jean-Jacques, Eduardo, Samoa, Says, Holly. Yes, I think we have now a sort of solid reconfirmation on this. Yes, we have an overwhelming majority. Therefore, I declare this as approved. And we can continue then with the next agenda items, which is for creation of thematic groups, group teams, and follow-ups. As Cheryl has already said before, her team has started internally with some further preparations for their thematic group 2. Cheryl also mentioned a very important point, what I think could be extremely important for any further preparation, particularly for the participants. If you can identify for each group some key documents you consider useful and to be shared with the participants of your thematic group. This may give everybody a chance to have some links or some key documents beforehand to read them and to arrive somehow prepared in London on the particular subject the people have chosen. So this is an excellent idea. I think all thematic groups and teams should keep in mind and think about such input papers to be shared with the participants. This is another step and task, in my opinion, what should be listed for the follow-up of the subject matter experts together with the moderators and reporters. And I believe we have to be a little bit pushy to remind all of the five teams to follow the best practice and good example of thematic group 2 to immediately start with further coordination work and to work out each session in details. As soon as possible, particularly next week. from my side, I must confess I cannot be much involved next week, because from Tuesday onward I have the biggest project of the year ahead, what is Eurodic in Berlin. So I will be in Berlin all next week. I can cross-check some mails, but I cannot invest much time and cannot follow up so much in detail. But I rely somehow on my other team members, Fatima and Jean-Jacques, etc., to continue with this preparatory work. Are there any questions and comments on the follow-ups and next steps for each thematic group and team?
Wolf, this is Heidi.
Yes, please.
Could I just confirm the two action items so far, and are there any additional ones?
Just let me quickly check. Clotus and the fishbowl technique to the leadership teams. Excellent. Next one is Steph to post the reference documents on the fishbowl technique. Yes, these are the key action items. And I would add a third action item here. What is staff to have a look and push wherever necessary that thematic group leaders or teams follow up with details for session preparation, for their particular or respective session preparation. These are the first action items so far. I see Cheryl has raised her hand. Cheryl, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. Cheryl, for the record. Just on, excuse me, on resourcing, I know that the rooms are not particularly big, and I also remember conversations about room sets up and if there are microphones, etc., not being able to change layouts. It's not going to be an issue for my group, I'm sure, because we're running in English, because I believe everyone is English with one or two French speakers who have English as an equitably capable language. So we won't be in a translation situation. But I just wanted to check that the moderators and the staff have looked at any larger room that is going to be used to make sure it does have the space to set up what sort of dynamic you want. Now, Heidi's just said all rooms will be in U shape. That is not a problem, excepting for anyone who's choosing to do things like a fishbowl technique. You don't need tables. The last thing you need is a table. You can, move the table to the side, and if push comes to shove, you can circle around the table. But one of the advantages of the fishbowl technique is even if you've got a very crowded room with, hundreds of people in it, you can break up into quite small circles, and it doesn't matter what's going on behind you. But I just want to make sure that if there are logistical issues with any of the rooms, we look to those now. For example, microphones are not something you're probably going to need in a group the size of 11 to 20. That type of thing. We don't want to be set up for more than we need, just the same as we don't want to be set up for less than we need. But I also wanted, on behalf of the reporters, to ask, are flipboards or paper charts or some form of recording mechanism going to be available? If not, that's okay, but we need to know about that in advance, because again, one of the advantages of the fishbowl technique is that you can have everybody in the outer circle who's not in the active discussion phase, making notes. So everyone can do small notes and the reporters can take the benefit of other people's notes. But if there's going to be a split charts available, that makes a difference. If there's going to be butchers, paper, you know, able to be pinned on the wall or stuck on a table and worked in the horizontal, then that's the use of a table. Just a few little tiny logistical things. So Heidi's saying, you know, it can't change the room. That's fine. But how exactly a room is being set up for a small breakout group might be very different, and I'd like to hear from the logistics exactly what it is and exactly what resources we have available, such as butcher's paper and markers and stuff like that. So.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Cheryl. I think you raised a very important point and question, because arrangements for the rooms, etc., play, as we know, an important role for the conduct of a session, whether it's the typical school class set up, what is not the best for any particular interaction, so the U format would be much better. I had a short check-up with Heidi in between already when she was asking me whether we would need some flip charts, and I confirmed yes, of course, for Sunday morning for the workshop type of sessions. We absolutely need such tools like flip charts, etc., to make listings of ideas, etc., and to work in the most interactive way. Therefore, I think we have to sort out such logistical matters and tools needed for the conduct of the sessions in detail again. And this may be a next agenda item, to check out that each team knows before what will be the room set up, whether it will be U-style, etc., and equipment we may have available for the moderators, etc., and for the team leaders to conduct their session. Any further questions on this agenda item? And as we said under 4A already, coordination calls per thematic team would be very desirable to have and to organize for next week or prior to London. And we should have at least one person per team who will be considered as the driver for his or her team. So as we see here, and we know Cheryl is well known for thematic group 2, we would also need somebody who is taking over this driver or pusher role for thematic group 1. Unfortunately, Adam, Afri are not on the on the call. Rafid is on the call, so Rafid could here step in and taking over to make sure. And Evan is here, so it would be up on Evan and on Rafid to take this driver role for thematic group 2. Let me scroll down on the screen.
Wolf, Olivier, Wolf, it's for thematic group 1, Rafid and Evan. You just said 2.
Yes, I was speaking about thematic group 1.
Yeah, but you just said 2, so that's why.
Oh, okay. sorry. This was then it was a confusion from my side, because I am sure that with Cheryl, thematic group 2 is in best hands. So I was a little bit more concerned about thematic group one, and I would like to suggest Rafid and Evan for pushing thematic group one. Now it's correct and not misunderstandable. So we would need the same for thematic group three. What would be Jean-Jacques and Fatima together with Gunella, who are all on the call tonight. So it would be, besides Glenn, so it would be extremely helpful if we can count on and rely on you for thematic group three. For thematic group four, just let me scroll, not thematic group three, there is just, it would be Hong and Afri together with Holly and Alan.
Both, can I?
Yeah?
Yeah, please. It's Olivier speaking. Thank you, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. So now that we're actually looking through the groups, you mentioned just thematic group three just now with Jean-Jacques and Gunnela on
yeah.
this. Of course, you're on this as well. You're on that group as well. I've noticed that Chester Sung has been moved from thematic group four to thematic group three when he was allocated as being a moderator in thematic group four. So we've kind of gone down in TG4 down to one moderator. And then I've also noticed that there is Judith Hellerstein and Glenn McKnight, who are both reporters, but one is for Saturday and one is for Sunday. Is that correct?
Olivier, can I just step in to avoid any further misunderstanding? Please consider the final selection we made and not coming back because, in my opinion, it didn't make any sense if somebody is saying, well, I'm available for this day only. I think for the final conduct of sessions, we really need to rely on and have to stick on people who are more or less available full-time. And we cannot have people in important career roles who are only available part-time. Therefore, I made my final selections according to the circumstances.
Wolf, it's Olivier speaking. So what is the final selection?
The final selection, Olivier, you can find on the workspace for thematic group four, for example. It's the moderator is Holly together with Chester. And before we made the shift for Chester, Heidi and I checked with Chester whether he would be okay for bringing him into another session, and he confirmed.
It's Olivier speaking. I'm not saying that's incorrect. I agree with you on this. But now with regards to Glenn McKnight and Judith, they are on the sheet that's currently on the screen as being in thematic group three. And they were, and they still are, on the wiki page as being the reporters for thematic group three.
I don't know, Olivier, to what document you are referring, but the latest updates on the wiki space for all the sessions I have, there have been clear decisions made on all the functions.
Well, I see them on three. I'll put the wiki page on the on there because that's what I'm looking on. Yeah, past two thematic group coordination. Let me just reload the page because I'm really confused.
Well, I was confused.
But can we perhaps sort out this confusion later if needed? Because I really thought from the wiki space that these questions and decisions have been made clear more than a week ago already. And let me continue with the next on the list, which is Holly first, then Hong and Alan.
My question is, Ari is listed in two places as with the SME, so I guess I'm puzzled as to why she's there twice, but if this list on the screen is not correct and Olivier is putting the correct one up, that makes clear the question. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for this comment, Holly. Well, I have seen there was a first draft of the list with this final decisions. This was the first input from Susie. And there were still some comments, which now I see Olivier's confusion. But these are points we cannot consider any longer, and I asked Heidi already to put it out. Because you cannot be in two sessions in a leading role. We had one more or less exception because Adam Peake was the only subject matter expert and Afri was already listed for thematic group 4, I think. And then she said, okay, she can step in at a very early stage and help Adam to prepare the abstract and the 5 key questions. So far, Afri had this double role already, but for the conduct of the session, she, of course, has to stick to one thematic group and cannot do both. And the comments I now see which are still here on this spreadsheet, I think we shouldn't consider them any longer. The next on my list is Hong.
Hi, hello Wolf. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Oh, great. So probably I could partially answer Holland's question. So Ivory, as far as I know, she participated in drafting the thought piece for transparency and accountability in Group 4. I don't know whether she also involved in drafting the thought piece for the other group, but we too worked together to complete that draft. My question for Holly and Alan, the two leaders for the Group 4, is that whether you agree and feel comfortable with the very rough draft. You too are all the very distinguished experts on this topic, so you're very welcome to make any change. If the coordinator for this group are okay with the draft, then we can circulate with the 15 tentative participants of this group. So we can move ahead. Back to you, Wolf. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Hong, for this. Yes, of course, it makes sense for any group that there will be a close coordination now between the subject matter experts, moderators, and reporters who are involved in the same group, to make, if necessary, final modifications, etc. And about Afri's role, I had some bilateral communication with Adam Peake already by telling him, listen, Adam, in London itself, Afri cannot subdivide her for your group. So priority for Afri has to be thematic group 4 and not 1. And Adam is already looking for somebody he may bring for his group. And there are informal discussions, nothing confirmed so far, that Adam is discussing with Wolfgang Kleinwächter, whether Wolfgang Kleinwächter, if he has the time for Atlas II, may help out and be a sort of a second subject matter expert for the Matic Group 1. So all these questions I have checked in the meantime are clear already. Therefore, let me suggest to really refer to the workspace Atlas II, thematic groups and coordination, where the final selection for all the session has been made, and that we do not here colportate old information from 2 weeks ago. Next on the on my list is Cheryl, please.
Thank you very much, Wolf, Cheryl, for the record. And what I was putting my hand up for was to say that in my somewhat biased view, the subject matter experts are not necessarily needed to sign up for a nine-hour shift. Let's be clear here. The critical part of the subject matter expert work is the preparatory stuff and the getting started stuff. They are feeding. I mean, if you're looking at an interactive and deliberative process, and I suspect all your moderators are for all of the teams, what happens with them on day one and day zero or minus days is what's absolutely critical. And so let's not get too dying in the ditch of who can be there for however many minutes. However, what is important is to realise that some of the names on this list, and I've already had a lengthy interaction with one of our subject matter experts, is already pulled away for other, albeit not more important, but far more demanding roles. And so some of your leaders, as we've already seen, for various reasons, will have to make some choices about when they are or are not in the room. This just has to be sorted out amongst the leaders before the rubber hits the road, before you get started. And that's okay. I think you can leave that to them to do. But in the case of our grouping, we're already aware of demands that are on at least one or more of our subject matter experts and leadership team. And so we've just worked around it. What needs to be discussed and what I'd like some feedback on from this group as a whole on this call is how you wish to deal with not the fact that, you know, someone who is serving for us on the board may have to be with the board for part of Sunday, not with us, but she'll have done her work with us on Saturday afternoon. But how are we going to deal with if four or five of my, you know, half a dozen people are not going to turn up for the full session? Because it comes to looking down this list, and there are a number of people in my group that I know are poor performers on attendance. And I want to know how we need to deal with people who are not contributing to the thematic group. Because as I said in the beginning, the thematic group in many ways is absolutely crucial to the success of Atlas. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Any further question and comments? I've noticed that there is still some confusion about the sharing of roles, etc. For example, what would be the case for thematic groups 3 for the reporting? There, we have two listed, what would be Glenn and as a main reporter for thematic group 3 and Judith as assistant session reporter. And I was told that Glenn is not available on Saturday and Judith is not available on a Sunday. So this is, in my opinion, rather problematic if some people in crucial functions are only available part-time. And I think we should figure this out bilaterally and after the call with these people to make sure that the key functions in London at the spot are properly assumed. And in my opinion, it needs to be done full time. I see Jean-Jacques' hand raised. Jean-Jacques, you have the floor.
Thank you, Rolf. This is Jean-Jacques. Yes, I share your concern, at least for Group 3. Looking at the published lists, lists on the wiki, I see that Fatima and I are the SMEs for TG3, moderators Rolf and Gunela, and reporting Glenn and Judith. So, of course, as I was preparing to send off remarks and suggestions for the working of TG3 sometime this weekend, it would, of course, be essential for me to know to whom I send that, whether Glenn is in the running for the reporting or if that is going to change. So can anyone tell me when we will have this final list reliably sent to us? Thanks.
Well, this is a good point, Jean-Jacques, and I think we have to follow up with both of them bilaterally, because it's a problematic case in my opinion, and from my point of view, it's difficult to compromise on such special time solutions or job sharings, etc. So I would like, after the call, that we have to follow up with these people and to come to a good solution. The next on my list is Olivier. Olivier, please, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Rolf. It's Olivier speaking. Glenn has indicated in the chat that he will be available for both days, so I would have thought this is a non-issue at that point. Glenn can.
Okay, if it's now confirmed that he's available both days, I didn't follow all the details in the chat, so we can consider this as confirmed. Okay.
Well, I would say so. Glenn is on the call.
Glenn, can you quickly confirm? Because there is a very vivid chat going on, and I'm not as quick to do the moderation and to follow each of the comments in the chat. I see nothing from Glenn in the chat. And Glenn, are you still on the call? There is no reaction from him. Okay, but if you say so, Olivier, that he has previously confirmed in the chat, then I think we should consider this as approval and his confirmation. We are running short of time, therefore the next thing is allocation of Atlas II participants to the thematic groups and room particularities limitations. We have discussed some of this already before, and these are details we have to follow up on, and at least the version of this spreadsheet you have now on the screen is not a final version. It's still work in progress. There are still a lot of inconsistencies in the spreadsheet, but I think we have to check this Olivier, Eduardo and me together with Steph tonight. Olivier, you have raised your hand. You have the floor first, and then it's Eduardo.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. So I've done some analysis on the numbers, and I will speak slowly so as for staff to be able to take notes on this, or then I might just forward my notes to staff afterwards. In thematic group one, there are 23 people at the moment, of which 8 are Spanish speakers, 4 are French speakers. It is the second largest group, so it would be given one of the 8 rooms with the interpretation. We therefore have to allocate the room for 57 people, which leaves 34 spaces at the moment that we can fill with people who have not made a choice as to where they want to go, or with people that we have to move from other groups that are not currently being interpreted. Thematic group 2, there are 11 people at the moment, 9 English, 1 Spanish, 1 French. The 2 people that have Spanish and French are Miguel Perez Subias and Tijani Benjama. Well, Tijani can actually remain in that group because he speaks English. That group only having 11 people, it will be in one of the smaller spaces. We have 9 spaces left in this group for this topic if the current people do not leave the group. Otherwise, we have to reallocate Miguel Perez Subias to a group that is interpreted. The thematic group 3 is the largest of the groups with 53 people, of which 33 are English speakers, 12 Spanish, 7 French. That's fine. We have another 5 spaces left since the room size is 58 maximum. So 5 spaces for additional people to be allocated to this. And I would suggest that it would be people who need language, either French or Spanish interpretation. Thematic group 4, we have 1 Spanish and 1 French speaker for a total of 9 people in that group at the moment. The Spanish speaker is Carlos Gutierrez. I know for a fact that he speaks English fluently, so he can remain in that group. The other person is Eric Thompson from Uralo. I don't know whether he is able to speak English. If not, he will have to be reallocated to his second choice, hoping that it is an interpreted choice. On that room, we still have 11 spaces left if people in this room do not move. On thematic group 5, we have 15 people in total at the moment with 11 English speakers, 3 Spanish, and 1 French speaker. The Spanish speakers are Raul Bauer, Gilberto Lara, and Eudokis Montalvo. If they do not speak English, then they will have to be moved to either thematic group 1 or thematic group 3. The French speaker is Saïd Machanga Gama, who will have to be moved to either 1 or 3, depending on their second choice. There are 5 spaces left in this room if there is no moving out of these people from this room. There are 9 spaces left in this room if the current language people do move to other locations. And then the rest of the people, we have 65 people left, of which 11 need Spanish interpretation and 12 need French interpretation. So that gives us quite a good choice to be able to allocate them to a total of 23 people need to go to either thematic group 1 or thematic group 3. And of course, since only 5 could go to thematic group 3, the rest will have to go to thematic group 1. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot for this comment. The next on my list is Eduardo. Please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Eduardo Wolf. Thank you. But the table that you're seeing here is just the one that I just did to balance the group, and it's just a proposal and an idea. If you look at the top next to the comments column, you will see a numbers there. DA1, DA2, and so forth. If you move a little bit farther, you will see a total of 175 people. What I did is, knowing that TE1 and TE3 were the biggest groups based on the survey, the second thing I did, I distributed all the people that were Spanish speaker or French speaking to those two groups, TA1 and TA3, and I did it with random purposes, you know, just to balance those groups as much as I could. And once I did that, the rest I just, you know, used to balance, you know, assign them to groups 2, 4, and 5, like I say, randomly. So the exercise are the numbers are in the table on the top. So that's, I just wanted to explain what I did. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. This is very helpful, Eduardo, and I can imagine this is a sort of a bloody job to make such detailed selections. The problem mainly comes that a lot of participants didn't participate in this last survey. From my region, I was shocked to see how many people didn't respond and didn't express their preference during the survey period. So it's finally us ending up in this critical situation to make a choice for them. And of course, what you, Eduardo, did is when we have two thematic groups which are more or less already overloaded, and if we now have to assign the rest of the people, we do it into the working groups, etc. There are not so many participants so far, and I think we cannot solve this problem here at a call. This has to be followed up by a small group. I would say Eduardo, Olivier, me together with Steph. And then we still have the question of the language component of a certain participant, that we cannot all offer simultaneous translation for all of the five thematic groups. So there are certain limitations besides room sizes, etc., given we cannot change, we have to deal with, etc. Therefore, I think the best way to continue to follow up on this is, as I mentioned, this small group to sort out this question. Is their approval on my suggestion how to proceed with this? If I hear no objections, then I consider this as confirmed. And the last point on the agenda now would be that Heidi had a hard time working on the agenda outlines for each of the thematic groups, but still needs somehow to be accomplished. We agreed last Friday on this call that for a brief outline on each thematic group, we use the abstract, which has been submitted before. We use the five key questions that the subject matter experts have provided, etc. And this should give enough orientation for each of the five sessions to be posted on the agenda. Because another limitation here was that this all has to be translated beforehand into French, into Spanish, and I think, as far as I understood, the time is already over for having such further translations made, but Heidi may give us a final update on this.
Hi, Wolf, this is Heidi. If we can get those in by Monday or Tuesday, then I think that we'll be okay. And if not, then our at-large staff can do the changes, can do the translations.
Okay. So I hope everybody has heard you have a final deadline. If you want any particular outlines on the agenda, you have to come back to Heidi until Monday latest. And I think we should here note this as an additional action item to all five thematic groups. If they have want to have any particularities respected for their thematic group agenda, they have to submit this to at large staff until Monday, next Monday latest. Any further questions, comments on this? I see no hand raised. Then I think this was an extremely productive call. We have sorted out and discussed most of the open questions, and we came up with broad agreement on most of the essentials. I'm aware that there are still plenty of details which has to be sorted out, but what cannot be sorted out during a coordination call. So just as a short summary, I think everybody on this call should be aware, depending on what thematic group he or she belongs to. Please continue, as Cheryl outlined at the beginning of the call, to follow up with your thematic team. Try to work on a further session preparations. Try to think about material, key documents you can suggest and you can provide. And I would like all of you at the call to keep the action items in mind for your particular team. If there are no further questions, let me thank all of you for your active and vivid participation, etc. If there will be another coordination call after tonight, and this can only be next week because the week after everybody will travel to London already. Just in case I won't be, as I said before, available next week for such a call, but I'm still available for staff, etc., to continue the work over the weekend. Thanks a lot to everybody, and good night.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. See you in London. 13 days to go.
Okay. Well,
bye.
See you there. Gracias.
Bye.
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 This call has been adjourned. Please disconnect all remaining lines, and thank you very much for joining.